Peter O'Neill reporting live from ISC West in Las Vegas from Find Biometrics and Mobile ID World. And I'm here with Gary Jones, who is the Vice President, Global Channel and Marketing for IDEMIA, one of the largest security companies in the world. And Gary, I wanted to ask you about a topic that's come up quite often this year, and that is frictionless. You know, you have the MorphoWave product that was launched several years ago, I think, at this show, and it's one of our favorite products. Can you tell us a little bit about frictionless, what's driving this in the marketplace, and where MorphoWave fits into all that?
Thanks, Peter. So, yeah, MorphoWave, we launched it at ISC West back in 2015. It's a touchless three-dimensional fingerprint technology which scans all fingers with a simple wave of the hand. We launched it in 15 when the market's sort of demand for frictionless was starting to emerge, and at that time it was really the primary focus was using the technology in high traffic areas, primarily in conjunction with turnstiles or speed gates where you had a lot of throughput. And so the product, the form factor of the product was perfect for that application, and we're very pleased to have had massive adoption of the technology in the years since, particularly in the financial sector, the education sector, the tech sector, and many others. So what we've launched at this show this year at ISC West is the new part of the MorphoWave range, which is called the MorphoWave Compact. We were able to get an 86% reduction in size and a 93% reduction in weight of the overall product, at the same time maintain the same speed and image quality in the optical system, and also include some additional features such as IP65. And the whole principle around launching the MorphoWave Compact was to ensure that frictionless access is not only applicable for high traffic areas. Our big customers want to have the same experience at every door, and the MorphoWave Compact paired with the MorphoWave Tower ensures that you really can use frictionless access at any access point that might be needed.
Well, I think you've placed the bar quite high with that product. It's one of our favorites at Find Biometrics. I'd like to chat a little bit about the merger last year. It's been 6 months since your name changed to IDEMIA. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Thanks, Peter. Yeah, it's been a really great merge. Under the IDEMIA brand and portfolio now, we can really expand our offering from it's a real end-to-end offering. It takes it way beyond what we were able to do before. Still the global leader in identification and biometric systems, but now complemented with a lot more technology, especially on the IoT side, credentialing side as well. And I think it's really one of the most complementary mergers that has occurred in the industry in a long time. And it's been great for the product, great for the industry, and certainly great for our company.
Well, you certainly cover all aspects of the marketplace now. You and I have been meeting at ISC West for quite a few years. There have been a lot of changes through those times. And, you know, what are you seeing in terms of some of the changes here at ISC West and in the industry in general?
Sure. So I'd like to answer that with two quick sort of angles. The first one from the industry itself. Obviously, a lot of newcomers, especially in the biometric space, much more focus on touchless or contactless and frictionless technologies. And also, I think the biggest and most critical change is that from a customer perspective, in years gone by, you know, we were all in the industry needing to convince customers why they should use biometrics. And in fact, that, you know, usually they were coming to us to look for arguments or justification about why to use biometrics. Whereas today, customers are coming to us asking, which biometrics should I use? Which is a totally different mindset. And it's good to see that now there's a genuine understanding that the only way to really secure your facilities and know who's coming in and out is by combining or utilizing biometrics as part of that process.
Well, we couldn't agree more. We're feeling the same thing as well at Find Biometrics. And, you know, and I think mobility is probably driving a lot of that, the Apple effect, but quite a great time for our industry. And I want to thank you very much for carving out some time with us today. Always a pleasure speaking with you.
Likewise, Peter. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.